Will you start out by talking about what gave you the idea to create this book and how you went about getting contributions for it?
Sure. In September of 2009, a friend and I went to a meeting at Unity Church here. It was a statewide meeting of Planned Parenthood and of NOW. And I think as I recall, the reason for the meeting was to come up with an agenda for lobbying the upcoming session of the Kansas House and Senate. After my friend and I left the meeting, where there were approximately 10 of us in our 70s and 80s who had been through the 40 years ago movement, and the rest were very young, and we were talking about how there was definitely a generation gap. We felt a little left out that no one knew how absolutely wonderful we were, of course. And they felt they were reinventing the wheel and happy about it. We talked a lot about it was too bad that this marvelous history was being lost. In the 70s in Wichita, Kansas, in the middle of America, the women's movement was very, very active. There were hundreds upon hundreds of women who were involved on a daily basis, and a lot of things came out of that that helped women and men alike. And so we talked about maybe this history should be written. And being such a very good friend, she suggested I do it. And so that's how I began the process.
It seems like you knew a lot of these women who you asked to contribute to the book. When you were compiling the essays together, was there anything that really surprised you that you didn't know about Wichita's history and then the feminist movement in the 70s?
There was at least one thing that I recall right off the top of my head. I did not realize that there were two active feminist homemakers organizations. We tended to neglect the homemaker. The housewife was what we were trying not to be. And as it turned out, there was a very active community of feminist homemakers.
To a reader of this book, they might think, well, that the efforts of the women in Wichita at that time in the 1970s were rather subtle compared to what was going on in the East Coast, the Red Stockings, the Boston Women's Health Collective, on the West Coast with the feminist art movement. Why were the efforts of the women here as important, if they were?
This is one of the reasons this book is important, is that I think that we generalize that it was just happening on the East Coast and the West Coast. In fact, about every movement we generalize that it's in the East Coast or the West Coast. There were equal kinds of things going on here. In the art movement, we had the first cooperative women's art gallery open in the state of Kansas. As far as education is concerned, higher education, we had only the second women's studies department evolve out of our movement here. We could go on for several health cooperative. Here we had a symposium that brought in hundreds of people, led by Marnie Valete, of women on health matters. And it was so successful that we brought the second one, too. These things were happening here. Now, we didn't have the Red Stockings, and we didn't have the Our Bodies, Ourselves book. But we did have other things that were equally important to the movement.
In your essay in the book on being somebody, you talk at the end about going backwards and the possibility of going backwards. Do you feel like things have moved backwards or are moving backwards in Wichita and in the nation as a whole?
No, I think that we've moved forward. There's no doubt in my mind that we are way ahead of the time when I remember growing up. And for some reason, while I was in high school in the 50s, I understood this unfairness. I couldn't articulate it, but I understood it. And I remember there was in Life or Look magazine, one of the popular magazines of the time, I remember there was an ad of a woman looking very coy in her apron and her semi-sexy little dress, opening up a bottle of ketchup. And the line there was, "The bottle is so easy to open, even a woman can do it." And, you know, I grew up with that kind of put down that that would never, ever happen now. Or there'd be a lot of broken ketchup bottles, I imagine. It never would happen now. No, there's been mammoth change, great change for women. And it's helped to equalize things for men, too, in many ways. But equality is something that's pretty slippery. And once you have it, or once you're gaining on it, you have to be very careful that that you don't let go, that you do keep fighting for it.
Marin Rowe, thank you so much.
You're welcome.